Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Seattle, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, this is Pastor Bonner, and I want to thank you for tuning into our program this week. And I just want to take a moment to invite you out to Bible Baptist Church of Selah. We meet Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, for Sunday school. We have classes for all ages. And while Sunday school is going on for the kids, we have a Bible study for the adults. And then 11 a.m., our morning church service, and Sunday night at 6 p.m., our evening service. And then Wednesday night, we have Bible study and prayer meeting. Now, in the middle of the year, mid-September to mid-May, we have what's called a King's Kids program. And we have boys and girls that come, and some of our kids, and then other kids from the community. And then we also have a teen club called TRAC, Teens Redeemed and Called. So we have that on Wednesday night from 7 to 8:15. Now I have two young people here with me today, and I have a young lady whose name is Caden. Caden, how old are you?
9
years old. Do you go to King's Kids?
Yes.
What do you like best about King's Kids?
How we do Bible verses and games.
Bible verses. Can you quote a Bible verse for us today? If you like Bible verses, what verse are you going to quote? I see you have there John 3:16. Can you quote that?
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
That's very, very good. Now, we just finished vacation Bible school, too. What do you like about VBS?
How we have snacks and we do games.
Okay, and didn't we have a balloon artist telling the story?
Yes.
Did you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Now, get over here, Bob. Bob, how old are you?
9.
9 years old. And did you like Vacation Bible School?
Yes.
What did you like best about it, buddy?
The games.
What game did you play? What did you like the best? I know we had games outside. One night we had soccer, we had basketball, we had baseball, and then what do we have on Thursday night? Do you remember? So what did you like best about the games, buddy?
They were fun, and everybody competed against everybody.
Okay, they're fun. You didn't like one game better than the other? They were all great?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we have King's Kids coming up here. You've been going to King's Kids since you were a pup, haven't you?
Yep.
Okay, now what do you like best about King's Kids?
The games.
You like games. You could play games all day long, couldn't you?
Yep.
What do you do at King's Kids?
We memorize verses, and we can play games, and when we're done with when everybody comes up and we get our rewards and stuff, we get to have a treat.
You get to have snacks and a treat. You said you had a verse for me today since you learned verses. What do you have? You told me you were going to quote John 14:6, correct?
Yep.
Let's hear you quote it good and loud, buddy.
Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Very, very good there. And that is excellent. You know, we learn verses, and I know the adults who work in King's Kids have to learn verses too. So, Caden, come here. Now, who's some of the helpers? Do you know anybody that you're related to that's a helper in King's Kids?
Yes, my Nana and my dad and my uncle.
Your uncle, huh? And didn't your brother help up there last year?
Yeah.
So this is a whole family thing, huh? Okay. But, you know, we have a lot of other helpers, too, and we have a really great time. Let me ask you this. Would you like to invite some boys and girls to King's Kids?
Yes.
Let's hear you invite them out there.
All you boys and girls that are out here.
That are out here in Selah.
That are out here in Selah.
And the nearby vicinity.
In the nearby vicinity.
What are you going to say? Come on out to King's Kids.
Come on out to King's Kids.
And invite them. Tell them, what's your name?
Caden.
Caden, say, tell them Caden sent you.
Caden sent you.
Okay. And if they come out, we'll have a great time, won't we?
Yeah.
Now, we have our harvest coming up soon here, too, Bob. Remember what we do at our harvest coming up in November? It's a whole Sunday where we have games and stuff with kids after church. We feed them, and then we do games. You remember Harvest Sunday, Bob?
Yep.
What do you like about Harvest Sunday? Games. I know there's games. You love games.
The cakewalk.
The cakewalk. Yeah, we have fun with the cakewalk. Did you win a cake last year?
No.
No? I thought all the boys and girls usually ended up winning a cake. You didn't win a cake last year?
No.
What did you win?
Candy.
Candy. They have a lot of candy they give away. Now, do you want to invite boys and girls to King's Kids?
Yes.
Let's hear you invite them to King's Kids, Bob.
All those boys and girls that are in Selah and Yakima, wherever you are, you can come to King's Kids whenever you want. Saturday.
And
Wednesday.
On Wednesday. Who do you tell him is inviting you? Say, tell him Bob sent me.
Bob sent me.
Are you Bob?
Yes.
Okay, Bob. We got to clarify that. That's Wednesday, not Saturday, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's see. One other thing here. And you kids gave some verses. What else do we need to tell them about Sunday school and church? Anything?
No, not that I'm sure of.
Did we cover it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had fun this summer?
Yes.
What did you kids do this summer that you like, Bob? Tell me the most funnest thing you did all summer long besides Vacation Bible School.
Go to the Chelan Water Park.
You went to the what water park?
Chelan.
Oh, the Chelan Water Park. Did you get wet in the water park?
Yes.
You did. What, do they have a big water slide up there?
Yes.
I wish they had something like that around Sela or Yakima, don't you?
Yes.
What did you do exciting this summer besides VBS?
I went swimming at my cousin's house.
Okay, you didn't drown, did you?
No.
Are you a good swimmer?
Kind of.
Kind of. You know what I swim like?
What?
Like a rock. You know what a rock swims like?
No.
You'll float to the bottom, all the way down. Well, boys and girls, I thank you for being with me today. And we're going to take a few more minutes and get on with our devotion. So thank you so much for being here. Can you say goodbye to the boys and girls out there?
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Now, both of you here together.
Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on our program today. Well, I certainly appreciate those boys and girls being with us. One of the youngsters quoted the verse in John 14 and verse 12. Where Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Here at Bible Baptist Church of Sela, Washington, we preach the gospel. We disciple. We encourage people. And we want to get the gospel out. And in our programs with the King's Kids, with Sunday School, with the adult programs, with Vacation Bible School, we tell boys and girls, the moms and dads, how to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. Jesus said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We preach the gospel to moms, to dads, to boys and girls, to anyone who comes and listens. We preach and teach. We disciple people. We have a lot of wonderful Bible studies. I've been teaching on abiding in Christ, on faith, on prayer, so many other things. We've gone through prophecy in this last year, going on through so many things. We've done an Old Testament survey, New Testament survey, and those were college courses. And we do things on Wednesday nights also in our adult Bible studies. We love to teach the Bible. And I've talked to so many people in the area that are going to churches that it's very shallow. Now, we don't have the drums. We don't have the loud beat music. They call it worship music. I call it rock and roll. If you like the hymns, we love the hymns. We sing the songs. We simply give the gospel. We give an altar call at the end of the service. And it's so important to preach and teach the gospel and to help people grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible teaches there that your faith is to grow. We're to grow in grace. We're to grow in faith. Christianity is more than just trusting in Jesus Christ as your own personal Savior. Christianity is living 24/7 for the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, the first act of obedience that a believer can do is follow the Lord in scriptural believer's baptism, and that's through a scriptural local New Testament church. So you get baptized into that church. You get busy. You work. You serve. We're to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Each and every day as we go to work, as kids go to school, as housewives are around the house and people are working in offices and factories and so on, we should have a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we should be able to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a wonderful, wonderful Savior. So here in John 14, as I quoted Jesus saying, he's talking to Thomas here, and he said to him and the other apostles, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Because Jesus said in John 14, 1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way ye know. He said, you know where I'm going, and you know how to get there. In essence, that's what Jesus is saying. Verse 5 of John 14, Thomas saith unto him, Lord, We know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? In essence, Thomas is saying, Lord, we don't know where you're going, and I don't know how to get there. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you want to get to heaven, you have to go through Jesus Christ. He is the way. He is the truth. The truth is in Jesus Christ. It's not in anyone else. He is the life that is eternal life. You realize 1 John 5:13 says you can know you have eternal life. Titus chapter 1 verse 2 said in hope of eternal life that God who cannot lie promised before the world began. It's so important to know that you're saved. I hope as you're listening out there today that you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. But if you do not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you to receive Him as your Savior. Wherever you're at right now, if you're not sure of salvation, you can bow your head and from your heart pray a prayer something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. And dear Jesus, please forgive me of my sins and come into my heart and save me in Jesus' name. Amen. If you believe that, if you prayed it and you believe it, would you at least let me know so I can rejoice with you? I won't bug you or anything. I just want to rejoice with you. Send us a line at Post Office Box 1089, Sela, Washington 98942. Perhaps you want to call and leave a message on the answering machine about our program, 509-697-8895. You can contact us through our website, www.selabaptist.org. Sela is S-E-L-A-H. www.selabaptist.org. Listen, till next week, Pastor Bonner saying goodbye. God bless you. Have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.